All right. We've now been officially joined by our race winner, William Byron. Congratulations, William.
Thank you.
Thank you again for joining us. We will open it up for questions. If you have a question for William, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll get to as many questions as we can, and we'll start in the back with Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. William, it was 1,966 days since you last won a truck race. Did it feel that long?
Well, yeah, lots changed for sure. Yeah, you know, I've gone through so many different series and different cars since I've been in the truck series. And, you know, it's, yeah, lots changed in the truck series too. You know, a lot of new faces and more aggressive racing, I'd say, in some ways on the restarts and stuff like that. So the engines have changed. So, yeah, it's been a long time. I didn't feel comfortable at all in the truck the first, you know, 20 laps of the race and just trying to feel it out, feel where the shift points were. I was way off on that. You know, I was, you know, really not used to the engine. So just getting used to all that, but it's been a fun ride, you know, since I've been in the truck series, and it's good to come back and, you know, learn some things for Saturday, but also just have fun. You know, I just enjoy racing, and Mr. H has given us a great platform to go race and putting deals together for us. So it's really cool.
Rudy was on the pit box with Bono. Did he help you feel a little bit more comfortable tonight, having that familiar voice in your ear?
Yeah, I know Rudy like the back of my hand. I feel like we know each other so well. So, yeah, it helped a little bit just having him, you know, give some dialogue, and he knows the words I use. But Bono is awesome too, and you know, Bono is really the one that was working on this truck in the shop. You know, it's at his house, so. You know, it's cool to see how much craftsmanship he puts into it. The attention to detail I first went to the shop on Tuesday, and I could tell how detailed he was. And, you know, he's got a nice shop there, by his house. So yeah, it's cool to get a win, and, hopefully we can do it again.
All right. We'll continue with questions. We'll come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. After last week, are you like, please don't leave me out on older tires with people chasing me on fresher tires?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different here in Martinsville. This place has a lot of grip, you know, for what it is, how small the track is. So the concrete, you know, was really fresh tonight and had a lot of grip. So I think the track's going to have a lot of grip throughout the weekend. I mean, Richmond, it's nothing like Richmond. Richmond's so low on grip, and yeah, it sucks that we didn't win that one last week, but just the mojo and the momentum we have on our team, I think, is clicking, and we just got to keep this up. You know, we're in the early part of the season, but it's good to see the strength from everybody working hard.
And any sense of pride or anything to give that organization their first truck win?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's, you know, I've got a couple familiar faces, three familiar faces, I'd say. You know, Joe Krushek, who works back in the shop, does some of the finish fab. You know, Bono, I worked alongside him at KBM, so I knew his tendencies kind of from the year I was at KBM. He was there with the 51, and then with Mike Greachy. You know, he's the competition director when I was in K&N. So three really quality people, and I think that, you know, it's all about people in the sport, and I feel like them working together, I could tell the brain power was pretty high.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go here.
Aaron Bearden, Motorsports Beat. Congrats on the win. First off, started toward the back today because qualifying was rained out. Now you were talking about being patient. What was it like having to work your way through the field early on?
Yeah, so like the first five laps I was all right. Racing there with Haley and racing with Johnny, and they were all racing pretty good. And a couple of the other guys were you know, struggling on the bottom. There were a couple issues here and there. So I was fine, like, the first 10 laps. And then we had that long caution. I started to panic. I'm like, man, I'm way far back. And, you know, if we're going to run this many cautions, like, how am I going to get to the front? So it was a little nerve-wracking. Then I think we got to 20th and then pitted, kind of got off cycle with some of the leaders, which made it easier for us. I think we restarted, like, 12th and drove to 6th or 7th and just kind of marched our way through that. And then you know, obviously our goal is to go for the win, so we didn't have to worry about stage points and just focus on, you know, putting ourselves on the same strategy as Kyle, same strategy as Sauter, and you know, those guys I thought were pretty good, but we were able to make some good adjustments.
And then start this race, you've ran some late model races. I think I saw today you're going to run Larson's late model, dirt late model challenge race. Is there kind of a method to the madness here, just trying to get more track time? What is it?
Yeah, I'm just having fun. I don't think I realized how little I was racing. You know, I was obviously racing on Sundays, but Sundays is a lot of pressure, and it's nice to just kind of go back. And it's all about the people, though. Like, if I wasn't around great people, I don't know if I'd have as much fun. So I think being around Bono and Greachy, and then on the late model side with Bond, and you know, people that I've known in the past, and I respect what they do and they're in the way that they work. So I think it makes it fun to kind of work with those people. And then, you know, on the dirt late model side of things, you know, I know some people over there, so it's gonna be fun to work with you know, Mike and those guys over at Warrior Chassis, and kind of, I don't know what I'm doing over there, but hopefully I can, you know, the tests that I did seem pretty good, so just gotta, you know, see what happens.
All right, we're gonna take another question downstairs, then we'll go back, we'll go upstairs. Go ahead.
Seth Decker, kickingtires.net. Congrats on the win, William. You won in a truck that looks a lot like Ricky Hendrick's truck here at Martinsville. Does that add a little meaning to your win?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely special. You know, I think Mr. H is, this is a special place to him. And during the rain delay, I was actually watching that you know, tribute show that they had with you know, Jeff and Jimmy and everybody at Hendrick talking about, you know, what this place means to them. So I think anytime you can win here is really special, and you know, hopefully we can win again on, you know, Saturday, one of our cars, and keep that Martinsville kind of trend going, because it definitely is a special place. It's a special place to them, really special place to me. I came to my first ever NASCAR race here, so I kind of feel like I have a rhythm for the place just watching, and it's cool to get my first win here.
All right, we're going to go upstairs for a question.
Yeah, Christian, I catch fence. William, congratulations on the win. The race really struggled to get a rhythm throughout the whole 200 laps. Were you worried that if we got a late race caution that no holds bar would be on the restart, or were you convinced that you had a fast enough truck that you didn't worry about whether or not you got a restart within those final 35 laps?
Yeah, no, I was really nervous about a restart. I felt like restart, if I could keep the tires under the car as that long run progressed, it was a lot longer than I thought. We got 20 laps into it. I'm like, man, all right, I guess we're getting kind of a rhythm here. And that was nice for me to kind of learn the truck and learn what I needed. The restarts, I just was worried about not leaving the bottom open. You know, I struggled getting through the gears all night. I felt like, compared to the guys I was around, I'm not used to these transmissions and not used to the gear, you know, the rev limiter and all those things. So I felt like if I could just get through one, I was okay. You know, but my restarts were kind of choppy all night. So, I thought I was a little vulnerable if somebody got a good restart.
All right, we're going to come back downstairs to Bob.
Yeah, Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Have you been debriefed at all on the test at Bristol that Stuart Friesen did yesterday? And do you have any kind of thoughts on if NASCAR should make any additional changes to the cars?
Yeah, I kind of leave it up to the dirt experts. I mean, I think it looks like the track looked really good the way it was. I hope we can run it with it that, you know, wet and tacky, because I feel like that's going to put on a really good race. The car looked fast. I mean, it looked a lot faster than last year, you know, at Bristol. So, yeah, really just kind of watching the video that we all watched, and then you know, kind of see what some of the dirt guys say about the windshields and all that. But yeah, I mean, it you know, I just think we're gonna put on the best race if we can keep the track with some, you know, moisture. As little as I know about dirt, I at least know that from iRacing and kind of, you know, racing on there. I feel like moisture kind of gives you some options, so that would be nice. Yeah, I'm not biased, you know, towards them not making changes or anything. I mean, there's no sim for Bristol, so it's not like COTA where the curbs were different. But yeah, I mean, I'm not biased. I'm honestly thinking about Saturday night or practice tomorrow, and then Saturday night, and then this other dirt race on Thursday. So I haven't even really gotten to the cup car on dirt.
All right, we're going to go to Noah.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. William, have you had a chance to think about where the clock is going to go?
Well, my apartment's pretty small. It's got some room in the sim room with the iRacing rig that's pretty massive from that was built a couple years ago. So I'm not really sure. I don't know if I want it buzzing all the time. So I got to figure all that out. But no, it'll go somewhere. And you know, honestly, I haven't gotten my Atlanta trophy yet, so I'm waiting to kind of place that. And never running out of room. But with a small apartment, there's not a lot of places. So we'll see.
And then a lot of guys in the series kind of, you know, start to get nicknames, and it seems like Willie B is really sticking lately. What do you think about the nickname Willie B?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, whatever they want to call me, if I'm doing well, is fine. So, yeah, if they call me bad names, then no good. But I'm fine for whatever.
Thanks, William.
All right. Any final questions for William? All right. Congratulations on that win.
Yeah, thank you.